Well, again, I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the one who is the head of our life, the one that controls our ever existence, our movements, our thoughts, our deeds, our words, the one who said that he will always be with us, that he will guide and direct our paths. The one requires of us to give up everything for him, and he has promised he will give us eternal life. That's life in this kingdom and life to come. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
We pray that the kingdom of heaven will come to the kingdom of this earth. And for those who are truly born again, those few, that remnant that has given their life over to him, he says he'll bless you in this life and he'll bless you in the life to come. And so this morning we sit among the blessed.
Amen.
Not about material things, but and then not about the year of favor, but the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, that is and was and is to come. Deaconess Freeman, if you lead us in prayer.
Everyone, let us bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for your presence, Holy Father. Father, help us to continue the race and help us never to look back at any past mistakes, but to continue with our sights on the promised eternal life. You know, Father, that we all fall down from time to time, but we are so thankful for your grace and your mercy because your unchanging hands are always there, helping us, picking us up, brushing us off, empowering us with your Holy Spirit to continue the journey. We ask, dear Lord, you to help us to never let go, but to remain steady, confident, and set on you and the plans that you have for us. Father, this morning we ask you to continue to bless Bishop Cuff, and we thank you for calling him to be a servant of your word. Lord, we pray that doors of opportunity for witnesses continuously open to him, that he continues to discover new depths of wisdom as your student, that he find a consistent balance, Father, between your word and the deed as he follows you, and that the Holy Spirit provides a wall of protection, keeping him safe, Father, from the devices of the evil one. We pray for his helpmate, Father, Sister Cuff, and ask that you continue to bless her, Father, and for her to continue to be faithful and have a steadfast walk with you. Father, we pray that you continue to heap them with your blessings until their cups run it over. Lord, we pray for the Word of God Church this morning and the Julius C. Freeman Senior Outreach Ministry. We ask that you continue to watch over each of us. Father, we pray that you take away any arrogance that infects our hearts. Break down any walls that separate us from you. Unite us in bonds of love and help us to work through our struggles and confusion to accomplish your purpose in this kingdom. Father, we humbly thank you and accept all the amazing things that you have in store for each of us. To keep watch over us in the days, Father, when our faith is low. Lord, we pray for the men and women of our military this morning. We ask you to strengthen them in their trials and their temptation. Give them the courage, Father, to face the dangers that they may face with, and grant them a sense of your abiding presence wherever they may be. Father, we pray for Anthony this morning and ask that you direct his path and bless him with your truth and knowledge, and help them to understand that everything that looks good is not good.
All right.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for being the good shepherd, for leading us, loving us, and giving us your life so that we can have an intimate, everlasting fellowship with you. We pray that you will listen to our hearts, Father, as we share our most private and our most personal needs with you. For we know that all good things come from you.
All right.
Thank you, Father, for giving us peace, patience, and compassion in a world that is full of confusion, chaos, and impatience. For your spirit would not reside, Father, where there is a lack of harmony. Lord Jesus, we thank you for closing yourself in human form when you came down from heaven to experience a fleshly life. You understand, Father, our nature and the many temptations we face daily in this kingdom.
Yeah.
Father, thank you for loving us so much that you put your only son in the death, just united with us. Help us, Father, to honor your sacrifice by letting our light shine to share the message of the gospel with the lost. Help us to free the lost from the deception of this kingdom and the lies of sin, but shining rays of truth and knowledge on them. Lord, although many things change, your promise with us is unchanged. As we grow old, we age, as we acquire wrinkles and gain weight, our love and devotion to you remains firm.
All right.
Father, we are a breathing, living example of your love in an unloving world.
Mm.
We thank you for showing us how to have faith, to love our brothers even when they have wronged us, to forgive those who strike back at us unfairly, to live upright even when the way seems to be wobbly, sometimes and unsteady, to walk an extra mile when the enemy asks us to go only one, to love those who say all manner of things against us, to turn the other cheek when we are struck by the enemy, are our brothers, to boast of nothing except you, Lord Jesus, more than anything, Lord Jesus, for us, remember, this is not our real home. Holy Father, we know it's only through your grace that we can show unconditional love. For your grace is free, Lord Jesus, but it's not cheap. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, Deaconess Freeman. It is definitely not cheap. You see, you got cheap religion out here. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You got people who have that easy road that we find in Matthew's chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. It says they'll take the wide road. That wide road is the road where people want to make God and Jesus a genie and give them stuff. Stuff that you can't take into the kingdom. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Stuff that will not give you peace, joy, happiness in this world. But
Amen.
The majority of mankind seeks after things that are of no value,
Amen.
Have no useful purpose here on earth or in the kingdom. Let me tell you what makes you happy. A personal relationship with Christ Jesus, an obedient servant of the Most High God and his darling son Jesus. That's how you have peace. That's how you have joy and happiness and you walk in the Spirit. But let me tell you, all these things that we cling to and hold to down here are now departing. Come on, somebody. They're
Amen.
Starting to pass away right in our presence.
Amen.
No one's house is worth what it was last month or last year. Your money in the bank is of no value. The dollar that you carry in your pocket is decreasing every day. And it is without a shadow of a doubt that a lot of folks in this world saying that the dollars go crash. And then how hard will that fall be? It got that way due pride and arrogance and greed and ungodliness. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Put your mind on things above where robbers and thieves and burglars can't break in. Church, where your heart is, that's where your treasures are.
Amen.
Trust me, the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. And so this morning I will attempt by the power of the Holy Spirit to teach and to give admonition to us who profess to be believers. He said, many call my name and they're not mine. Y'all come on with me.
Amen.
Now, don't be deceived by people who get all dressed up and go churchified. That is not the mission that you and I have. Our mission is to be humble before the Almighty God, to serve him with all of our heart, our mind, and our soul, and to lead not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path.
Amen.
None of those words I just mentioned said anything about you being dressed up, church down, using all the cliches that they use in churches. It ain't about that. It's about your relationship with the Master. It is about your and my obedience to the Master. He didn't call us to be chumps. He called us to be holy people. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And the world is passing away, but his word will never pass away. We live and then we get old and then we leave this plane of existence. I submit to you those few who follow the Master. When you close your eyes on this side, you'll open it on the other side. You'll be able to say hallelujah and praise the Lord for eternity. Not so are the wicked, for they will open their eyes in torment and fire and brimstone. They will never be able to get rid of that burning worm that will be infesting them. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
They will not have a night's peace nor rest. They will suffer for eternity. And so this morning, the choice is in your hands. The Lord has allowed your ears to be open to receive his word this morning, and you must make the choice. We don't have a God that created robots. He created men, women, boys, and girls. He gave us minds and hearts, come on, somebody, to allow us to hear his word. The word said he called us from darkness to his marvelous light. And so no one is on this call by accident. You're by the divine power of God that he's called you to this place and this time.
Amen.
And he sits high and he's looking right now. The Bible says his angels are dispatched. They sit and they peer into Word of God Church this morning. From one end of this country, the center part in Pennsylvania, all the way down to the South Carolina. He is in our midst. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And he loves us. If he didn't, he would have allowed us to be asleep this morning, have our minds on the Super Bowl and on whatever else that the devil will conjure up in our minds.
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, you must understand that time is winding down. The Bible says that a day is like years in God's sight. But listen at me. Your day and my day is a number.
Amen.
They are a minimum of between 60 and 80 maybe years. And you and I cannot afford the luxury of wasting not 1 minute away from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that you are to measure your days. You don't have that many days. You are to measure them. That means our young people, middle-aged people, young married couples, singles, all of us must walk to the same beat, the beat of Jesus. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So this morning I want to talk to you for a few minutes about discipleship. Discipleship. A disciple is a student of one that is teaching them. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
A disciple is a follower. He's not a follower of the preacher, for the preacher is only a vessel that is used by God. You don't love the preacher. You honor and respect him. You love Jesus. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You see, we got a lot of our women in our church in love with the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they're in love with Obama. Let me hip you. Love Jesus. The word is clear about that. The word says point blank that you must pay homage to the one who called you from darkness to his marvelous light. It says, please God, not man. Come on, Zal.
Amen.
I'm going to hear y'all this morning because we're getting ready to get deep down into the word.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to look at this morning and from now on as if this might be our last day, our last chance to get it right. Before our master comes. A lot of us worry about dying. What happens if he comes today? Will he catch us with our work undone? Will he catch us watching a Super Bowl, hollering and screaming? Or will he catch us being in deep meditation on his word? I submit to you, he'll catch most of them watching that Super Bowl. And I ain't trying to knock your Super Bowl, but I can tell you this, it's on today, but it'll be off tomorrow. But Jesus will be on today and on tomorrow. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And you have to determine what the cost is for your discipleship. And so this morning as I read, and I'll read from various translations, this message that God has placed on my heart to pass on, and then I'll have a series of them next 10 Sundays, believe it or not. And so you'll have to pay attention. And see, here's the other problem. You see, when you miss a sermon, this is a perpetual process. Every day that we live, we're gaining more knowledge. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
So when we chose to duck out or whatever reason, by the way, the devil give you all kinds of reasons. It don't take much. And even though Word of God Church provides you with three ways now to hear it. Come on with me. You can go to the church website. And by the way, for those who go there, I don't know who you are, but I know people are downloading and sending the emails on to other people. You got a multitude of things that you can do right from the church website.
Amen.
And I've talked to the people, and I'm still talking to them about streaming video. And listen at me. The technology that put Obama in office is the same technology that will bring people to Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all with me? You see, the matter is, it's not about money and power and fame. It's about spreading God's gospel throughout all the land.
Amen.
And that's one of your charges, church. That's one of those 10 sermons you're going to hear about. You weren't given this light to keep it to yourself.
Amen.
My dear wife this morning, I witnessed her in trying to encourage a family member to come to join in the call. And I was saying and praying, Lord, help her. Because, see, the devil is shrewd. First, we had to go through the number, getting the number, and then da-da-da-da-da, and then, you know, listen to me. Do not get frustrated when you invite people to hear God's word and they give you some chump chain reason why they can't.
Amen.
The Bible says he sends us out as sheep for the slaughter.
Amen.
He didn't say it would be easy. He said people will mock you like they mocked him. Your and my mission is to have full armor on and do not hesitate to proclaim the truth of God's word. It's like with our tapes. We're not giving up on those tapes. We just could be a little wiser.
Amen.
You can hand tapes out, and then people tell me, you ask them, well, what did you think about that sermon? See, that's what you got to learn to do is test spirits. You can't let people just walk over us because we are humble people. We have the power, that dunamis power, to overcome a multitude of things. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Bible says no weapon forged against us shall prosper. No tongue that raises up against us shall stand. That should tell you that they're coming. And you and I must stand firm on God's word. Our text this morning, we're dealing with some things that we who are believers must deal with. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Hear these words as we prepare to proclaim God's gospel. Then he said to them all, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You need to underline cross daily and follow me and deny himself. Verse 24, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self? If anyone is ashamed of me and my word, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. These words, church, are profound words, but let me add to these words. Romans chapter 6, verse 6 says, knowing this, that your old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. We are always bearing about in this body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies, for which we have lived, always delivered unto death of Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yea, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Galatians 5 and 24, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its affections and lust. Church, those are some of many scriptures that describe what disciples are. We are crucified with Christ. We have the Christ living in us. We are not what we were when we came out of our mother's wombs. We have been transformed by the renewing of our minds. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we're being allowed to see the newness of life. And this life that we live in abundance in the spiritual realm, not in the carnal realm, can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see, people still fool around in the carnal realm worrying about this and that. I need this. I want that. That's my rights. You and I have been blessed, hallelujah, to humble ourselves before God's Son, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And he will bless us and he'll keep us. He'll guide and direct our paths. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Our text this morning is dealing with this really awesome statements that we read in this text. And throughout the New Testament, we find words like, blessed are you who are poor, and blessed are you who hunger now, and blessed are you who weep now, and blessed are you when men hate you, and woe to you when you who are rich, and woe to you who are well fed. You know, when I got to that one, I had to stop because I had read in Scripture, Old Testament in particular, about those people who are fat. And I'm not talking about physically fat. I'm talking about who feed their bellies, who all they're after is the things that they get. And you can look around this nation and see that our bellies are fat. And Christ is about to lift our skirts up to dispose the nastiness of our existence. Now, you might as well say amen because it's the truth. He says, woe unto you who laugh now, and woe to them who all men speak well of you. You know, church, you got to watch when people talk about how good you are and oh, you look so nice and all that stuff. It's like I try to tell our young people, our young women in particular, don't fall for deceitful, empty rhetoric that men feed you. Oh, baby, I love you. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
I loves you. Until he impregnates you with two or three kids, and then I'm going to love somebody else. Don't bow the deceitful words of one who is seeking other than the purposes of God to infest your mind and your spirit and your soul.
Amen.
I asked during Bible study that, and by the way, Sister Candy, I apologize. I realized it this morning that I did not send out the Bible study to those who are not here, and I will do that after the service is over.
Thank
from
you.
Last week. I don't want, in fact, I need to send it to several of our members who were not able to be on Bible study.
Thank you.
But here again, we are being told in no circumstances that we must change. And during Bible study, I'd asked the question about who had any subjects that you want us to cover. Or me to cover after we finish the book of Revelations. I got three responses. And here's the order that I have set the order up. I appreciate those who responded. Rather than embarrass anybody, which I think I should be able to call their names out, but we're going to let that slide now. But we're going to study about the mind and thinking. Listen at me. You are what you think.
Amen.
I mean, I ain't talking about no thinking, grow rich and all that, law of attraction and all that. I mean, I read all those books. Let me tell you what I know from God's word. The word said, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. You see, your mind is not to be polluted. It says to guard your heart and your mind. That means you got to watch what you hear, what people tell you. You have to have on full armor because the devil's mission is to get to you any way he can.
Amen.
He don't care who he uses.
Amen.
I mean, they had a commercial they were going to put on the Super Bowl and they blocked it. They had women with fruits and vegetables and all that. He don't care. He'll use your mama. He don't care who he uses.
Amen.
And then the second one we'll study will be obedience. You know, that's one of the things. Unless your mind has been transformed, you cannot be obedient. You have not the power to be obedient. You operate in the flesh. And the third one will be the study of suffering. Jesus says that we will suffer. And so when you hear these false prophets tell you that all you got to do is claim it or don't say it and all that, well, if you want to follow that exercise, I submit to you, you need to go back in your mind and follow what the word says. He said we'll suffer.
Amen.
He said we'll die.
Amen.
Now, I've been preaching a little while, and I have preached over people who have been sick. And nobody going to tell me that God will heal you if he wants you healed. It ain't about no you claiming it and saying that, oh, don't speak that. You know, you speaking sickness over you. Well, you do what your mind tells you. Mine tells me that whenever I feel pain and sickness, I call on the one I know who can heal me. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Woke up in this morning here the last couple of days. I got Arthur and snuck up. Where he come from, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to sit around and say, I don't have Arthur. I don't have pain in my back and in my knees and all. I'm not claiming that. Well, if I don't claim it, it ain't gone away. But here's what I do claim. I'm not going to murmur over it. I'm going to trust the Lord who have provided me with the means to get up and walk. And as long as I have breath in my mouth, I will praise his holy name. I don't care what condition I find myself in. Can
Amen.
I get a witness?
Amen.
I ain't going to have no pity party because my Lord is good. He allowed us to rise this morning. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So this morning we need to deal with this matter of what we are being told. You see, Jesus people are dissatisfied, church, with what the world has to offer. But we are happy anyway.
Amen.
Y'all come on with me. You see, the other folk, which is the majority of people, are satisfied with what this world has to offer them, but they're miserable. You need to make yourself know that. You see, God's people are blessed, and therefore, whatever their circumstances they're in, they're happy.
Amen.
Why are they happy? Because they have the knowledge in their mind to know that God will not leave us, nor will he allow us to suffer more than we can bear.
Amen.
Amen.
And so if we're suffering, we have to accept the purposes that he has for us.
Amen.
He is the one who will keep us no matter what the condition is.
Amen.
And let me just tell you, church, if you and I allow ourselves to trust him, he'll take us even through the valley of the shadow of death.
Amen.
But y'all come on with me. You know, I talked to my oldest son yesterday, and I was telling him about the fact that most of my adult life I've been afraid of death. I'm totally at peace with life and death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I'm going to live each day for Christ, and if he calls me home, I'll say goodbye. I'll see you on the other side.
Amen.
If you have that in your spirit, you're blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus took away the sting of death from us. True believers aren't afraid of dying.
Amen.
God says that we belong to him.
Yes.
When I leave this fleshly body, it says absent in the body is present in the Lord.
Amen.
I am looking forward to going home. I don't hear too many people.
Amen.
Say that. I'm ready to go.
Amen.
They ain't
Amen.
Ready to go nowhere. You're going
Amen.
Away from here someday. And by the way, for those who have loved ones here that they love, let me give you a little clue. The secret is you make sure that they know who the Lord is.
Amen.
Make sure that you're walking in the way that they can see the Lord in you.
Amen.
Don't sit up here with crying, oh, daddy getting old and he can't drive right and all those things are true. And one day daddy ain't going to be here.
Amen.
He can close his eyes and know that the Lord is walking with those who have been left behind. I'm out of here.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's how I look at it, and that's how you have to look at it. God is always with us. Not so are the unrighteous. Not so are the mockers, the one who plays church, the one who's trying to build up an arsenal of money. I started to think this morning, look how blessed God has blessed us.
Amen.
I talked to the trustee of the church the other day when she sent out the money part of the church. And I'm saying, well, you know, if the offering drops off, so what? Y'all, I don't believe y'all heard that.
Amen.
We ain't got no great big building with 15 buses to carry kids to school. The daycare and all that. What's going to happen when them parents ain't got no job and they pull them kids out of them daycare? Listen at me closely. Our mission is not about money.
Amen.
Our mission is not about money. It's about souls.
Amen.
And, you know, I've had people tell me, well, you know, a church can't function without money. I got news for you.
Amen.
You can't
function without the word of God.
Amen.
You can't function without an anointed preacher who preaches the word of God.
Amen.
And unequivocally, unapologetic, and stands on the word.
Amen.
That's what you can't do without.
Amen.
Look at our brothers and sisters in the Amish country in this land. They ain't worried about losing the value of their home.
Amen.
Y'all come on now.
Amen.
They worry about that crop that the Lord will allow rain to fall on and the food that they're eating that has no preservatives in it. They've come out of China. y'all laugh, but everything you eat come out of China. You go get a hamburger, you eating Chinese hamburgers.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all laugh. Y'all think I don't know what I'm talking about. I asked everybody. That's the first thing I asked them. Was this made in China?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all need to try that. Let me give you two things here, and I'll get back on my text that you need to remember. Always ask them, was it made in China? And when you go to buy something in the store, now, women, listen closely. Y'all worried about the sales. Let me give you one to help you. You can't do better than that. Y'all need to write that down. Don't buy nothing unless you ask. You can't do better than that. And then y'all come back and let me know if it works.
Amen.
Back on our text. Yeah, this time you gotta be wise without giving people your money that you ain't got. Sitting with a dollar in your pocket ain't worth but 52 cents. Back on our text. You and I, church, have to understand this discipleship. And it's relatively easy to understand. The problem is we don't want to apply it.
Amen.
We don't want to build our life around this concept because we want to accept others and other things and other ways. Come on with me.
Amen.
We want to be with the in crowd. Oh, y'all might as well say amen.
Amen.
All these people who are having Super Bowl parties tonight, they're not having Super Bowl parties. They have Super Bowl parties. They're having parties because of acceptance.
Amen.
If you want to have a Super Bowl party, let nobody show up. So we have to be different than that. And I'm not knocking your Super Bowl, but I'm always bring up things that distract you from the Lord. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see, most of us who dress, we don't dress for the Lord. We dress to impress.
Amen.
Oh, y'all, come on now.
Amen.
We don't get dressed and go to work to please God. We go to work to please man. Amen, lights.
Amen.
I mean, all that money that we waste getting our hair done to go to works because we don't want the natural hair that God gave us, rather me use that other word, that's crazy.
Amen.
My wife gets up in the morning and her biggest problem is finding a comb. She don't have to worry about taking no rollers out and do all this stuff. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
You see, here's the problem with that. The males got to like that. Most of our men don't like that. They want you to have, and I can't stand them chemicals because they make me sneeze. Listen at me. Go to the basics that God has given us. He made each one of us to look like he wanted us to look. Can I get
away?
Amen.
Amen.
And when you look like he made you, you give him glory and honor. When you
Amen.
Start this transforming of your bodies to please man, you are an abomination unto him. If he
Amen.
Wanted you to look the way you want to look, he'd have made you that way.
Amen.
Oh, y'all, I don't hear too many amens.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's
start standing outside beauty parlors and preach the gospel. And so, church, we must be mindful of these things. Listen at this. How miserable you must be to be satisfied with popularity. For you have missed the real meaning of life. Who said that? It's in Luke chapter 6, verse 28. In the Phillips Bible. And by the way, for those who are collecting Bibles, that Phillips New Testament is a good one. Luke 6:28. Church, the Beatitudes is another piece of this puzzle that we have to understand about our human values. You see, we can't afford to be ignorant about the true way disciples should walk. What is life all about, church? What moves us? What determines our choices? That's what you and I got to key in on. What makes us glad or sad? And what controls us? And what do we have as our needs and our wants? You must stop and test and evaluate those things. I have to do it. I do it all the time. You know I have online business, but I have to catch myself and say I've had enough internet time. I need to get in my word.
Amen.
You
Amen.
And I must be obedient to what God has laid out for us. And it's not easy. Those Beatitudes and that Sermon on the Mount is not easy.
Amen.
And so what you got to do is you got to always find out what controls you by pleasures.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, y'all need to get that one. What determines your pleasures? You know, as you get older, you find that your so-called pleasures start dying off.
Amen.
Man, it get rough at times. But let me tell you, if you had your priorities right, it's just a matter of adjustment.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You see, we have this notion that we have to satisfy and amuse ourselves. I stop by to tell you that is not a sign of a true disciple. We can't be controlled by desires for wealth. God is making this plain. One man took away $50 billion from people in a Ponzi scheme. I get tickled at that sometimes. I try to tell people about our online business. They talk about, is this an illegal pyramid? Be a break. $50 billion. Now they uncovered two more. Keep your minds on things above, where rust and robbers and thieves can't break in and steal. For where your heart is, your treasures will be also.
Amen.
So we must turn to God. You see how miserable for you. You might be better, church, to hunger and to be poor and to weep and to be hated. Then at least you might turn from the empty things to me's, is what we find in our text. You see, when we turn to the Father, material things have very little benefit.
Amen.
By the way, one of the benefits is that you can help those who are in need. You know, I firmly believe that a lot of folk who work jobs can't help nobody because they're too busy getting paid their chump change and then spending it. No one should work just for themselves. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Got people starving in this country, in every town. I don't care whose town you're in. Soup lines are increasing and people are doing dumb, stupid stuff. Because they don't know the Lord. And whose fault is that? It's ours.
Amen.
He charged us in Matthew's 28th chapter that we're to go out. We don't have to go far. You can start in your own family. And everyone you meet, you need to say a word about the Lord. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
You see, we have lives to save, church. It is a terrible thought that somebody that we didn't speak the word of God to, and they die, and we had an opportunity to witness to them. Luke 9:25 says, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very soul? You see, we choose to live the old way, church. You know, the Bible's clear about that. When you are born again, you don't have to live like you used to live with the lust of this world and these things that are of no consequence. We choose to do that. Our motives are that of the world. This morning, you must ask yourself, What am I doing following after the world? Now, if you're going to truthfully answer it, you can write them down. You'll come up with a large list that you got to start chopping down by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can't stop drinking, cussing, smoking, running the clubs and running women or men or running men, men, women, women. You can't do it by yourself.
Amen. Amen.
You have to do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you don't get that if you don't keep your mind staying on Jesus.
Yes.
Stop listening to people telling you it's okay. We just having fun. That's how it starts.
Amen.
How it starts? Well, we're not doing anything. We just having fun. Church, let me give you some insights into this. The question you have to answer this morning is, will you lose your old life or are you determined to hold tightly to it and try and save yourself? There are so many people out here trying to save themselves. They know how to speak the religiology and how to dress and run the church every time the doors open. Or will you let go and turn the TV off and pick up your Bibles and have prayer time with your family and sit down with your children and talk about the word and walk upright before God in holiness and love? Let me tell you, this is not a talking game. It's a walking game.
Amen.
I heard a preacher this morning. He talked a lot of the things that are in the New Testament, but his whole sermon was in the Old Testament. Beware of people who hang in that Old Testament. You see, you ain't got to do nothing. Then he tells you what you're supposed to do. Listen to Jesus and his apostles speak, church. Don't listen to me. Why do you think you get so many scriptures? It is not about what I say. It's about what the word says.
Amen.
And by the way, don't dismiss me, because God has anointed me to explain things that you would not otherwise be able to understand. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Now, if you don't believe that, it ain't so. And that ain't on me. He said, those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, hear thus saith the Lord. The Bible's clear that faith cometh from hearing, and hearing comes from the word of God. And how can you have the hear the word unless the one who is sick preaches it to you?
Amen.
If you got a problem with that process, talk to the Lord. There's not a word that comes out of my mouth, I don't care if I'm talking about butterflies and peanut butter and jelly, that has not divineness on it. When you seek to find other than that, you're missing a point. Now, the question again is, will you let go and turn away from the old for Jesus' sake? And so doing, become the new and the true you. I like that. The true you. The you that is full of the power and the spirit of the Most High God. The true you that can encourage people with your words and with your deeds. You know, that's another sign of a disciple, is that disciples don't wait till you do something wrong and blast you. They find the things you do good. The word says we ought to edify one another. That's why we need to be in church. Y'all, come on with me. We need to be here. I have a young family across the way and around the corner and I'm back of me. They see these cars pull up here on Sunday. Don't think that your car doesn't have a part of this plan. I'm going to tell you how God works. Sister Corbin sent an offering in, and she sent it to Word of God Church, and I'm sure she won't mind me telling you, but that's because she testified. It went to a neighbor's house up the street. The neighbor was kind enough to put it in the envelope and send it back to her. Sister Corbin, you correct me if I'm wrong, Sister Corbin. Corbin sent it back to her and explained to her that that house on the corner of 6000 Upham Drive is my church. Amen, lights.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And then you're absolutely correct, Sister Corbin. Now she knows it. That's how it works. You see, this falsehood that the church is in some building with steeples and all that, that ain't biblical. The church is a body of believers.
Amen.
The sanctuary is in your heart. It ain't no building.
Amen.
They put them up trying to look like corporate world with water fountains and driving around and all that old foolishness. Now, the points I'm going to bring to you are few, but they're powerful. First one is, deny yourself, the text tells us. Self-denial means self-rejection. It doesn't mean allowing in self-loathing or turning down on yourself. That's not what it means. If you like it, it must be bad. No, that's not what it means. God richly provides with us with everything for our enjoyment. Listen to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is of so uncertain. Boy, ain't that the truth today. But put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. That's what the word says. You see, we know that far from being worthless, you and I are infinitely valuable to the master. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Don't let nobody tell you you're anything less but a child of the king. You know, people do that, you know. They'll call you out. It brings to mind a situation that I heard on the news that took me into my beatitude spirit. I'm sure you heard of this father and mother who got laid off, had five children, and the father killed the whole family. You know, that bothered me more than one way. It bothered me that somebody, supposedly of the faith, couldn't get to him. No one has the right to take their life. It wasn't given to them to do, and they can't do it. And no Christian takes their life.
Amen.
You can take that to the bank. I don't care what we face. The Lord is with us.
Amen.
And if you trust him, you trust him with whatever your circumstances are. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
But that still does not exclude us with this instruction that we must deny ourselves. You see, well, here's what you need to make sure you're dealing with in this denial. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. And the pride of life, 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. That's your starting point. One of the key things that is all around us is we have very proudful people. They're arrogant.
Amen.
You can spot them.
Amen.
They hold their head up high, and they put their little earthly clothes on, and they walk around prancing like a peacock.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And have not the knowledge that they only walk because God allows them. And this flesh that we've seen that can't get under control. You know when you're operating in the flesh because your spirit will tell you. Oh, y'all come on with me. You see, your mind is free to go where you take it. If you take it to darkness and assume you will get away with it, you should be able to see the people that's fallen all around us. Governor Spitzer, this guy was busting people in New York for years as the attorney general. And all along, he had this little secret demon in his head. And his enemies took him down. Because it was meant to be. The Bible says the proud man sets him up for what? A fall. A big fall.
Amen.
See him all around. A 21-year-old mixed up child took down a governor of one of the largest states in this country. Over what? Chump change. $4,000 worth of two-second pleasure. It cost him. It causes him today. And she's on her way to jail today, if not already in jail. You don't get away with allowing the flesh to control you, church. And then the lust in them eyes, looking for things in the wrong places. What did it say in Genesis? That Eve said that it was pleasing to her eyes, the tree in the center of the garden that she was not supposed to touch. Watch what your eyes gaze upon. Watch what your eyes love. I noticed that the women said that, and that's true. For our men on this call, don't be fooled by them Pepsi Cola shapes. Because first of all, if you live around, they'll turn into a box. What you need to do is find out the heart. Come on with me, somebody. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful.
Amen.
So you and I have to be wise to understand this self-denial. It causes you to grow as a believer. I told y'all months ago, maybe a year ago, test yourself. Turn the TV off and see how long you leave it off. Like my grandson, remember I said to put the remote on top of your Bible and see if you can pick up the remote or the Bible. Amen, lights.
Amen.
If you really want to test yourself, wait till 6 o'clock tonight. But see, that's your call. And you're right. It's your right to watch it. And the bishop ain't your God. He's not the Lord Jesus. But you must test yourself. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave me himself for me. And so you got to make that call. You treat your body as a living sacrifice, holy unto God, which is your reasonable service. You make the call, church.
Amen.
Luke chapter 9 in our text says, then he said unto them, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross. No way around that, church. And by the way, the word cross is not accidentally placed in there. Cross was a symbol of death. And the death that we have to face is to self.
Amen.
You and I have to understand that we've got to mortify ourselves. Get ourselves out of the picture. You can't do it without the Christ and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's impossible. Your natural nature causes you to defend the flesh.
Amen.
And that's what will keep many out of the kingdom. They'll justify it. You know, it's so easy to mock God. He knows my heart. I'm tired. Ain't tired on Monday morning when that man say, you don't come up in here. I got a whole line out there waiting to come in. I'm not tired. I'll be there. But the Lord there, I'm tired. I can't find nothing to wear. See, y'all ain't got that excuse, the word of God, church.
Amen.
Yes, anybody got that problem? You don't need no special clothes. But you do need a special heart. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Our mission is to follow Jesus. Now, here another one that we have to deal with. You can't pick up your cross unless you follow Jesus. And so you got to put him in front of your social organization, your social acceptance, your humanistic needs. You need to write that word, humanistic, down and find out. That's everything that you humanly think that you have control over. The old saying is what you think you can achieve. That's humanism. You see, you can't do nothing without the Christ.
Amen.
And your religion, and religious institutions. Church, I'm telling you, the stumbling blocks that we have in front of us, a lot of it comes out of the traditional church today. Comfort's another one you need to take into account. How comfortable life is. How easy is it? You know, we're seeing people now, they don't go out to eat like they used to. You go in a grocery store, now they got neck bones and chicken backs back. Oh, they do. I started to get some. I just forget. I know you put onions in the pot with them and whatever else. Yeah, huh? Now, yeah. Uh-huh. And next thing you'll see is chicken feet. Or somebody
yes.
might as well say, man, I ain't the only one on this call ate chicken feet and neck bones.
Yeah, they're good.
They really are. And they're not fat neither.
Amen.
But stay away from them pig feet, them pickled pig feet. I don't care which way you told them, turn them toes, they nasty. So as I bring this down to a close, church, you're getting a sense that you must change the way we think, what we do, and what we say. And this text is a real clear one. You got three things you got to do. And the first one is denial is hard. You got to test yourself. And when you see you can't do it, you start praying and ask, Lord, help me to turn that TV off and leave it off for a minute or two. Let me tell you how it works. The more you ask, the more he gives you.
Amen.
Amen.
I go in my room at night. I don't need no television. Now, I don't even need Johnny Mathis anymore. I listen to John MacArthur. He put me to sleep last night. let me give you a clue. Get some tapes, some CDs. Listen to Bishop Cuff. I don't care who you listen. You might not go to sleep with me because I'd be loud, woke you up, but that's beside the point. Listen at me. You have to change the way you think. And once you do that, then you got to be obedient to the change. Stop this outward life. Live an eternal life, a life that will last you forever. Are y'all getting this? God has provided us with his mercy and his grace, and we have the power to overcome. Now, let me give you some more points. A Christian's inner man is renewed day by day. I said that early on in this sermon. You can't just pick up that Bible on Sunday or Bible study. And by the way, you know, it don't take long to find out who studied. Hey, I ain't the only one, though. Everyone, you got to study to find yourself approved. You should be at the point now that where I don't have to say but so many words, and y'all take over. Y'all come on with me. You know what happens when that happens? Them prairie chickens come out. Every time we have a call, he got to say something, or she got to say something. Listen to me. You got to say something. We're in this together. And that's what edifying is, that when each one of us can contribute to the whole, no part of this fellowship should come on a call and don't identify themselves or don't have anything to say. If you can't say nothing else, say amen.
Amen.
And God bless the three and four of y'all that send me those amens. I know you probably get tired of that. Amen. Let me send this. Keep sending, because amens there are you confirm what you read or what you heard. And don't send no lip amens up in here. If you don't agree with it, don't send it. I like the ones when I get amens in a paragraph behind them. God bless you all for doing it. I'm always touched. I got one the other day where it was just a few words. It said, this would be a good one for the congregation to study. So you got to write no book. Whatever's on your heart. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And by the way, make sure you hit reply to all. Because if you hit reply, it's just coming back to me. Amen?
Amen.
We are a fellowship. Everybody should be hearing what we think. Has anybody been blessed by that feedback?
Amen.
I assume that means amen from everyone. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross. You got a cross to bear, church. It ain't no easy joke. This is hard work. Anytime you don't find yourself agonizing over what you think, what you do, you are a long ways off the mark. You are, everyone in this church should be at the point, not at the same point, but at the point where you know when you're right and when you're wrong. And that's the difference when you're being fed the word. The word has power. Ain't no showtime, it's power. Next series of sermons will get deeper, and I want you to make yourself a note. Here's what you're going to hear next Sunday about. There's 10 sermons I'm going to cover. One is you don't have to write them down if you want to just listen to the tape. What you do to become a Christian. And then the following Sunday be what God did to save you. Hallelujah. And then third one will be sure of your salvation. So many people are not sure if they're saved. Try it this week. Just talk to people that you think they think or tell you they're a believer and ask them, are you saved? You're going to be amazed at what answers you get. And I should be able to ask each one of you, are you saved? And the answer should be yes. And then the question should follow up, how do you know you're saved? Fourth one is, become grounded in the word of God. And the fifth one is, make prayers a regular part of your life. Church, we got to pray all the time. And by the way, you can't sit up there with these genie prayers. Lord, give me this, and I'm running out of money. And no, you need to pray for others. Pray for each member in this church. Everyone knows everyone in this church. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
See, that's a blessing. Jesus said that he knows each one of us by name, and we know each other by name.
Amen.
And you'll find out quick who in Word of God Church and who ain't. They might come and cause a ruckus, and then they're gone. Amen, lights.
Amen.
Why you should be a regular at church. At Hebrews 10:25. Thank you, Mimi. I keep trying to get that in my head. Yeah, you can't just come to church when you just feel like it. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
He's commanded us to come to church. Ain't no party. This ain't no party. This ain't Super Bowl weekend. Victory over sin is promised to you and I. Don't let sin reign in your mortal body. There's no excuse for sin to be in our bodies. You know your little sneaky, dirty, you know, I got no trouble dealing with my own mind. You know your funky mind is as funky as mine is. Listen to me. The only thing will clean that mind out is the word of God.
Amen.
That's why I ain't got time to be judging nobody. And I won't accept you judging me. You didn't do this. Open up your mind and tell me what you didn't do.
Amen.
Knowing God's will for your life, church, you got to know what his will is for your life. There ain't no secret. He tells you what his will is for your life. And getting God's power for service. Don't let this day pass unless you tell somebody about Jesus. And lastly, winning others to Christ. The 10th series on discipleship. Now, I'll tell you this in closing. Don't worry about just those sermons. You should hear all 52 of them. Amen?
Amen.
And by the way, they're all on the website. All you got to do is click them on. You know, I'm getting them out there. It's Sunday afternoon, they're out there. Go back over them and download them. All right. Was that me? There's a little, we got a little growl going on in here. My stomach growl all the time, so I just assume it was mine. Well, wait, that's a sign we need to close. I'm way over my time. All right, let us pray. Father, we do praise your holy name. We love you. We adore you. We give you all praise and honor. Help us, Lord, that we be true disciples, that we don't walk in this kingdom, but we walk in your kingdom here on earth. Bless each person that's on this call. Bless their family members. Bless those who come in contact with them. Be merciful unto us and grant us your everlasting peace. I pray these and all other blessings in the most powerful name, the name of your darling Son, our Lord and our Savior, in whose name we pray. We pray, Lord God, that you bless the bread and the wine as we prepare to commune together on the body and the blood of your Son, Jesus the Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.